I think the police officer's role has always been a difficult and challenging one, and one that we should thank them for being willing to do. What we are seeing is more people who are thinking that it's acceptable to assault a police officer when it absolutely is not. And what we're seeing now is on average an assault of one type or another on a Kent police officer every day. That's unacceptable. The Chief Constable agrees with me that that's unacceptable. So we're working together in it to invest in training and other equipment to help officers protect themselves from these evil individuals. We work very closely together in order to give officers the tools they need to help protect themselves and the training in order to defend themselves. So we've invested in body-worn video cameras, which are there to help protect officers from assaults and also from frivolous complaints. We have tasers now. We're increasing our capacity for tasers so that people have a still non-lethal but important way of protecting themselves in order to prevent people being the effects of someone being spat at. The Chief Constable and I have reintroduced spit hoods and spit guards as well. So that means that we are doing all that we can together to mitigate against some of these issues. But ultimately, it's about making sure that through the judicial and the court's process, that adequate punishments are in place to deter people from doing so in the first place. I think it's absolutely unacceptable that anyone would ever consider assaulting a police officer, firefighter, nurse, or a prison officer. And I think that they do need to be more harshly punished as a result.
Is there a reason? I know you're quite big on going out with the officers and experiencing what it's like for them to be out. Is there a reason why you can see people are acting in such an aggressive manner towards officers?
I think in part it's a consequence of some of the changing crime types that we're seeing and the incidents that they are being sent to. But I think that we do need to do more, and that's why I'm supporting the legislation that's going through Parliament in order to prevent and deter people from assaulting emergency service workers by having tougher penalties.
Just explain to us what those penalties could be.
Well, the concern is at the moment is that not enough people are going to prison for assaulting a police officer, and I think absolutely it should be automatic. But what we have seen, unfortunately, at times is people only given community orders or fines. And I think that when you attack the police, the police are the people. The people are the police. You're attacking society itself when you assault a police officer, and therefore I think you should be deprived of your liberty. So if you assault an emergency services worker, as the legislation is proposing, I think it should be an automatic prison sentence.